Some of North Carolina's most powerful lawmakers are reacting to the state's latest political controversy. As Jeff Tiberi reports, the federal indictments caught many by surprise.
Businessman Greg Lindberg arrived on the North Carolina political scene in 2017 with a big fat checkbook. Previously unknown in political circles, he started making six-figure contributions and landed squarely on the radar of campaigns across the state. At the time, one political strategist called it alarming. Another said it was clear Lindberg had limited experience in politics. What we know now, according to federal prosecutors, is that Lindberg was hardly the altruistic type. He wanted influence and control. A federal indictment accuses Lindberg, two associates, and the Republican State Party chairman of conspiring to try to bribe the state insurance commissioner. Robin Hayes stepped away from his post as the face of the GOP. And the state's leading lawmakers, Senate Leader Phil Berger and House Speaker Tim Moore, faced questions about the news. First, Moore.
Phil and I, it caught all of us off guard. I mean, I found out about it when it was in the media, so we're still finding out information just like everyone else.
Moore and Berger made a joint appearance to celebrate the North Carolina Food Bank before reporters peppered them with questions about the scandal. Have they met with Lindberg? What, if anything, had he offered to them? Would elected officials or the party return any of the millions of dollars Lindberg has poured into politics? The sheer volume and pace of his gifts are unprecedented. A donation of $1 million in December 2017, followed by another million 3 days later. $500,000 to the Republican Party, $250,000 to the Democratic Party, seven figures to a political action committee supporting Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest, who is running for governor. Something else that stands out, according to campaign finance reports, is where money did not go. Here's Berger.
My understanding is that the Senate caucus has not received any contributions from Mr. Lindberg. I have been in less than five meetings that he was present in. I've not been to any meetings with him, just the two of us, just him and me. I don't know that I can add anything to that.
Both Berger and Moore were asked if Lindberg ever asked them for anything. Moore said he did not recall. Berger did not answer. It is odd that while making disproportionately large contributions to various candidates, from local governments to members of Congress, that Lindberg didn't contribute to the Senate, a body which wields the most power in the state. When asked again later in the day if Lindberg ever made any sort of offer to him, Berger offered this.
At this point, I responded to some questions yesterday. Responded in general to questions this morning. There's an ongoing federal investigation. I think it's probably best for me not to say anything else at this time.
To be clear, there is no evidence to suggest Berger and Moore have done anything wrong. Despite contributions totaling more than $6 million in less than 2 years, Lindbergh's ideology, motivations, and agenda remain largely unknown. The bribe that led to the indictments was offered to the current state insurance commissioner, Republican Mike Causey. Lindberg also contributed hundreds of thousands of dollars to Causey's predecessor, Democrat Wayne Goodwin. And after Causey defeated Goodwin in 2016, Lindberg gave Goodwin a consulting job. Today, Goodwin is the head of the Democratic Party in the state. He declined comment for this story. Also unclear is just how this scandal will factor into two special elections and a 2020 primary that is less than a year away. In a perpetually exhaustive news cycle, this could amount to the latest blip, or an incident that runs deep. Meredith College political science professor David McLennan says it raised considerable uncertainty.
You're looking at now a history of scandal within the state Republican Party, and you know, it raises questions for donors, it raises questions for candidates, it raises questions for voters. And so I think it's a very difficult circumstance.
And with an ongoing federal investigation, the full scope of this circumstance may not yet be fully understood. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.